From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian opposition has talks with UN envoy after boycotting the start of indirect peace talks. Representatives of the main Syrian opposition group have met with UN envoy for Syria, Stéphane de Mistura, in Geneva. De Mistura left the informal meeting Sunday, telling reporters he is optimistic that the opposition will eventually join the peace process.
My profession is to be optimistic always and determined.
The talks are meant to lay the groundwork for eventual direct negotiations. The Islamic State group has claimed a triple bombing in a southern Damascus suburb Sunday. At least 60 people are dead. Two suicide bombers detonated explosives as rescue efforts were underway after a car bombing near a Shiite shrine. On the eve of Monday's Iowa caucuses, Republican presidential hopefuls are stepping up their campaigns in the state for support. Jim Malone takes a look.
In Iowa, presidential politics often has the feel of a carnival. But Republican Ted Cruz is on a serious mission, and time is growing short.
This is your time. This is the men and women of Iowa, the time to make a decision.
The Texas senator is hoping to catch frontrunner Donald Trump. It's a different scene an hour west in Carroll, Iowa, where supporters have organized a low-key affair for former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The smaller crowd serves as a reminder that the son and brother of two presidents continues to struggle in Iowa polls. Jim Malone, Ames, Iowa.
An African Union summit has ended with a proposed peacekeeping force for Burundi put on hold. AU leaders say they will not send in troops without the government's consent. This is VOA News.